You're listening to SBS News.
The total number of coronavirus infections in Russia has surpassed 8 million. More than 5% of the country's 144 million population is sick with the virus, with cases rising daily. Some regions have started introducing restrictions. In the Volgograd region, which has seen the largest number of new daily coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, local authorities are restricting access to sport and cultural venues to residents who haven't been vaccinated. Oleg Fedorovsky, deputy director of a planetarium, is an optimistic it will make much difference.
Even if audience decreases after access restrictions to non-vaccinated visitors, it won't be significant. We hope that visitors will understand that these restrictions are temporary, but they are necessary to prevent infections.
About 45 million Russians, or 32%, are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, in Italy's northeastern port city of Trieste, protests have broken out over the new coronavirus workplace health pass requirement. Italy became the first major European economy to require all workers, from hairdressers to factory workers, to present proof of vaccination, a negative test within the past 48 hours, or proof of having been cured recently of COVID-19 to enter workplaces. 81% of the population over 12 is fully inoculated, with the Delta variant kept largely under control. Italy is reporting 67 new cases per 100,000 inhabitants, and the daily death toll hasn't exceeded 70 for months. Across the European Union, vaccine export is ramping up. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says vaccines have been sent to over 150 nations, making the 27-member bloc the largest exporter of the vaccines in the world.
We delivered around 87 million doses to the low- and middle-income countries through COVAX. So we made good on our promise. We have always shared our vaccination production and capacity fairly with the rest of the world. We've said that at least every second dose is produced in the European Union will go abroad, and we have reached that with this important milestone of exporting 1 billion doses of vaccines to the world, while also delivering in parallel to the European citizens.
Nations including Japan, Britain, South Africa and Brazil are among recipients, with Ms. von der Leyen insisting other nations need to increase their efforts.
Put together with President Biden, we aim for a global vaccination rate of 70% by next year. The EU-US agenda for beating the global pandemic will help to achieve that. The European Union is doing its part. On top of our exports, we will donate at least 500 million doses of vaccines to the most vulnerable countries. But we know that other countries also have to step up. So I will work closely with Prime Minister Draghi and President Biden to rally G20 leaders next week at the summit in Rome behind this very ambitious goal. That's the only way to beat the pandemic.
The group Our World in Data estimates that 47.6% of the world population has had at least one dose of the vaccine. However, it said that there is a sharp contrast with low-income nations, where only 2.7% of people have received at least one dose. In Japan, where up until recently, cases in Tokyo were peaking at nearly 6,000, officials say they've dropped below 100. It's an 11-month low for the city, with Japan's overall vaccination rate at 70% of the population. Dr. Kazuhiro Teteda, a Tokyo University professor of virology, says vaccines have contributed to the drop.
When the number of people infected by the Delta variant increased sharply, rapid and intensive vaccinations in Japan among those younger than 64 might have created a temporary condition similar to herd immunity.
In New Zealand, lockdown continues for the largest city of Auckland, however, at level 3 restrictions, avoiding a harsher level 4 lockdown. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has acknowledged it's been a long time since freedom.
Today is day 62 of alert level 4 or 3 in Tamaki Makaurau. That is a long time to have been living with restrictions. But those restrictions have made a huge difference. They've helped us to keep case numbers as low as possible while we continue to vaccinate people. And vaccinations continue to be so important, not just in the future, But right now,
just over 70% of Auckland's population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, with close to 90% having one dose. However, it's a vaccination effort that ramped up only since the start of the latest Delta wave. Ms. Ardern is urging residents to protect themselves on time.
Only 4% of cases in this outbreak were people who were fully vaccinated. And of the 158 who needed hospital care, only 3 were fully vaccinated. But we need to keep going with both tools, our restrictions and vaccinations, because with Delta, we cannot rely on just one.
Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.